Loi b'chamoira, not with a donkey when they're mating together. Loi b'chazir, loi b'chazira. Loi b'oifos. Bizman she nezakukin zelazir. When they're mating together, it's also to look at them. Again, I'll come with a hero. He'll make you think about it. And the afilu mole einayim. You have to stay away, even in eyesight. As long as you can see it, you have to stay away from them. Afilu mole einayim. And really, what's this mashal of mole einayim? That's like kamalach hamavis. Like the Malach HaMovis. Why? Omer Olav, it's set upon the Malach HaMovis. Omer Olav al Malach HaMovis, Shekulai Moli Enayim. He always stays in eyesight from the person that's about to die. He's always in eyesight from you. That's where he is. He's Moli Enayim. Now like this. Bishas Bitirosa Shecholah. When the person is so sick, he's about to go. So Oymed Miyar Vashreza. Then maybe he comes a little bit closer and he stands right on top of his head. And he looks very mysterious. He comes there with a sword, with a charboi shlufa, stretched out sword, biyodai in his hands. And also, v'tipas shel mora. He has his drops with him. He kills you with his drops, his mouth drops. V'tipas shel mora tluyaboy. He has bitter drops with him. Now, kivan shechayla royaisa, when the chayla sees this terrible sight, he sees the Malach HaMovis. He sees him there with his dangerous sword. So Mizdaza, person gets scared. She starts to shake. Oh, Poiseach Piv, he opens up his mouth. And at that second, Vizorko Toich Piv, Machmovis puts his drops inside the guy's mouth. And Mimena Mace, from these drops you die. Mimena Masmiach, from these drops you ride away. And Mimena Pono Marikos, from these drops the face starts to turn green. Sako Pono Mosunga, come back to this. The Kopar Ma'al question is, it's also to be mistakel, to stare at them. So how could the Gamliel, how could the Bekiva notice these beautiful ladies? You're not supposed to be mistakel at them. So Marin says, Karen Zovius Havoy, that they met them at a corner. In other words, they did not notice them coming down the block. If they would have looked, look at Rashi. Rashi says, Karen Zovius Havoy, Kisha Poinali Amina Lismoil, Likonis Mimovil Mavi, when they're making a right or left turn, to go from one corner to another corner, the opoigim zeh, they bumped in, they met into one another at the corner of the Karen Zovius. Rashi learns, Dana Royoisa Merocha, because he did not notice her from far away. Ball coming, Kinegdoi, Shiyatsim Enof, because otherwise he would have closed his eyes. He would have seen her coming down the block, so he would have closed his eyes when he passed by her. So he did not notice her coming down, because the first met at the corner. So from Rashi, it's Mashma Bichumra. Rashi is Mashma even to look. Not only be mistakel stare, but just look at them would also be yosa. Yeah. See, Rashi says if they would have noticed them coming, they wouldn't have even looked at them. They would have closed their eyes when they're coming down. And therefore, the only answer is that they bumped in the corner. As before, Hashem learned just to glance, that's okay. The main answer is to stare at them, keep on staring at them.
But we say, I mean, even though we say it's
you drive with your eyes closed.
Now, right. Now the Gemara says, "Veloy, yeah, veloy the big date sevash alisha." You're not supposed to look or stare at a dress, a colorful dress of a lady. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, afilu shetuch and agav because even if the dress just hanging on the wall, it's also to be mistakel to stare at it. Now on this, Omer Rav Papa over Marke Balayim. Only if you know the owner of the dress. In other words, you know the lady that owns it, and you once saw her wear it. So now if you see the dress alone, the beautiful dress, you come to think about her. But if you did not know the owner, then it's okay. Rashi says, Balaya means, if you know the lady that usually wears this dress, then it's also to be mistako to look at that dress. But if you do not know her, then it's okay. Omar Rava says, Dekan, and I'll bring a proof of this also. Tiktani says by us, for the big day, Seva, Shel Isha. The Shalvi girth, the word Isha, not Shel or not. We have Yeshua to be Shel Isha. For Lei Katana doesn't just say, for Lei the big day, Sevunim, Stam, colorful dresses. But it says, big day, Seva, Shel Isha, Master, because you know the lady. So if you know the lady, just like it's also to be mistakel at her, you cannot be mistakel at her dresses either, and will also come to make you think about her.
Sure.
Rashi says, big day, Sevunim, Inim Shel Nashim, Tanim, yeah. Yeah. Right. Shmamin, that's a proof. Omer Rav Chizda, Hanemilu, when was this said? Biatiki. An old dress. Not too old. Doesn't mean too old, that's ruined already. Batiki means, Rashi says, Shalosh Dasson, that they wore it already. You already saw her wear this dress already. Therefore, if you see the dress a second, the first time, Niska Biafi will start reminding you of how beautiful she was. Right. Now, Vidavka Bidi Tzivayin Lefish Isha Nodem, only beautiful dresses, that makes her look nice. She doesn't wear it too often. Avashamba got them a normal weekday clothing. Tashrichi is always wearing. She's always wearing it. No, it's not meant to make it look beautiful then. Then just look at that will not make you think about her. Therefore, the Gemara is saying, Hanmili Biatiki means a dress that she wore already once or twice. Avabacharati is a new dress. Rashi says, Shalashosa, and she didn't wear yet. Then it's Mutta, then left Lambo. Then there's no Issa to look at it.
Can you look at it?
Gemara we had before.
If you look at a diamond ring and you're a woman wore you saw before, you say you remember.
The Gemara says, "Dilo teimach." If you don't think like this, "Dilo teimach." Anan, I have a question. Anan, us mono liashpure hechi avinen. How do we give our dresses to the tailor? Rashi says, "Lashpure koyve samasakim begodim chadoshim." A cleaner, a tailor, they have to clean a new dress. So, how do we give them the new dresses? You're over the favor. So, you give it to a Jewish man. So out of the ladies bring the dresses to the Jewish tailor, the crew is over in Issa. So it must be that on a new dress that she didn't wear yet, then it's okay, then there's no Issa. The question is, how come mistakel? That they're looking, they're working on the dress, they're working on the dress, so it should be Issa. So that should, so the heter should be, because it's a new dress, she didn't wear yet.
No, maybe he never saw
the Gemara is better though. The Gemara says that you're right, the Gemara is better. Well, the time, according to your reasoning, how the young Rabbi Yehuda, that's what Yehuda says. Min b'minoi muta lahachnis k'machol b'shoferes. If you're breeding together animals, you're growing cows. Yeah. You want to make more cows, so you're allowed to work with them and put them together, mate them together. Let a mamish take the aver of the male and put him to the female. So the question is, how could you work and do this? Hakom estakel. You're looking, you're doing it itself. So the chur we had before, it's also to look when they're mating. And here it's brought down, you're allowed to mate them together.
Hell,
it must be, that's right. Be avidite torit. The person's doing his work, if that's his profession, that's his work, so he's busy in the work, and he won't be mahar. He won't think about the lady. Right, did that? No, did that the fadaktis. Rashi avidite torit. Libay amalachta, his mind is on his work. For shachenech bir, he's not going to come to think about the lady. So if so, Hokom Mistakil, the Elvirita Torah, Hokinam Yeroso by the tailor. The Avirita Torah could be there's no proof from a tailor. A tailor is supposed to take care of dresses, and according to this, it'll be mutter even on an old dress. Even on a dress that she wore already a few times, and even though you know her, you'd be allowed to sew the dress, or you'd be allowed to clean the dress. Because the Maisa Tesfara, the Avirita Torah, that when you're doing your work, that's your malacha, you're Shechech Behirah. That's for doctors. For doctors also, the doctors, b'shas, are doing their work. We said the shecher, they don't think about the hero. That they're doing their work. Right. Omamar, what we just said before, Omamar, mimenomes, that how does a person die? He dies from the drops that the Malcolm always puts in his mouth. Drops in there. Chura Neyma, let's say, pligid avud Shmuel, he argues on avud Shmuel. The Omar avud Shmuel, the father Shmuel says, that Omali Malachamovis, the Malachamovis once told him that Eloi, the Chayashino, if I'm not afraid, Liyukora de Briosa, for the honor of mankind, have a Purana based Hashchita Kabahema. You know, I would kill a person. The Malachamovis would kill him with Shechtim. He'd tear apart his neck. He'd rip him open like an animal. The pshat is though, but I have honor for respect for mankind, therefore I do not kill them this way. But Mashmi, he uses his sword though, and really can make a real shchit on every person, just he doesn't do it. But according to our pshat before, that the way he kills only with the drops, how could drops make a shchita? Someone said, maybe there's no steer and no. Dilma, maybe, ha'itifa, this drops that the Malach has, they're special drops, they're not regular eye drops. These drops are mechat cholul l'simonim, that these drops have the power to cut the simonim. Really, could split the neck also in half. And mimeno masriach. So man, there's no stira. Could always be the koyach the Malach Mavis Tarasak is with his drops. Just those drops have the power to split the neck also. Just because of the honor, the respect for mankind, he does not act this way. Right. Now it says, Mimeno Masriach, when those drops, the body starts to rot away. Is Messiah Le Rabbi Chanina Bar Kana, is a proof to Rabbi Chanina Bar Kana. To Yomer Rabbi Chanina Bar Kana, that Amri Be'erav, say over the Beis HaMedrash, that Haroid Seshle Yasriach Meisai, if somebody wants that his mace should not rot away, Yavchenu Aponov, turn him upside down, let his face be downwards. In other words, let those drops come out of the body. If you get the drops out, then the body will not rot away so much. Therefore, that's the Eitzer, turn around the body. I don't know if we know, I don't think we know about this today, but that's what he said. He said such in my law, that if you want the body not to rot away, turn it upside down. That's the way to say from these drops of the Malachim Abbas.
Turn
around. Pasuk says, V'nishmarta, V'nishmarta, Mikol Dovarav. You have before, watch yourself from anything bad, and Shavu Darshin, Shloyahar Rodem V'yoyim. You're not supposed to think at daytime about ladies. Think about Tashmash. Because therefore, V'yobo day Tumah B'layla. Or bring you the day Tumah at night time. Or bring you Avay Tzara Zera. The Tafay says, Haikroa Droshi Gmur. It's a real Droshi. V'loyah Semachta. Gmurah Perek Nashin Esvatita. Yes. Right. Now, Mikan, from here, the famous Breiser, and so, Monsieur Fashorim, Mikan Omer Pinchas Ben Yoyer, that Torah Mevila de Zihirus, and Zihirus Mevila de Zerizus. That's our Girsa. Masha Rashi had the Girsa the other way. That Torah Mevila de Zerizus, and Zerizus Mevila de Zihirus. So Rashi says like this. Rashi says, Torah means, Ayidei She'oisek Bo. Person learns Torah, that will save you from the thinking of ladies. The Yoyt, secondly, if you learn Torah like Aul Gemara, you see the Azarah Salams, and that will help you watch yourself not to be over the Avera. So it says, learning the Torah, that's made with the Zerizus. Rashi has the first one, Zerizus. Rashi says, Zerizus means, V'nishma Koidom Lachain, Shloi Tovi Avera Liyodoi. You watch yourself beforehand that the Avera should not come. Kiyoch, like over here, we're telling you, do not look by day, in order that at night you should not come to do the Avera. That if you will be Maharu, being the day tumor. So Zerizus is, watch yourself, do not come to be mistaken, do not look at them. Then Zerizus brings the day to Zahiris, Rashi says, that the second Madrega, Kishavera, Boliod, if the Avera comes to you already, now Zoya, be careful, Lishama, watch yourself. The my love is Zoya one Noga. Zerizus means that when the Avera is by you, watch yourself right now not to do it. That's these two Madregas of Zahiris and Zerizus. Then the Bright says that Zerizus may vila de Nikias, become pure. Rashi says, Noki bien chet. You're pure, you have no chatoim at all. Then Nikias may vila de Precious. Rashi says, Precious separate means Af midover hamuta. Purish lahachmir latma. You want to be machmir, even things you're allowed to do, that Ramban learns Ketoshim Tiyu means, even things that are permissible, sometimes hold yourself back to not do too much. Then Precious mevil de tahira. Rashi says, Tzach, Meluban, Yamamish, pure white, the other Minoki. That's a bigger Madreya than a Noki. So Precious brings the tahira. Tahira mevil de chasidus. That's our gear so right now. They're bringing the chasidus over here. And chasidus mevil de anova, bringing some bigger Madreya of anova. And anova mevil de yiraschait. And yiraschait mevil de kedusha, kedusha mevil de ruach hakodesh. And Ruach HaKodesh mevil de tchiyas ameisim. That's the biggest Madrega. So Rashi learns that Ruach HaKodesh means Lahashmas Ol Shechina. Now, so our Gersa is going to be now, not like we just had it, that Chassidus and Kedusha in both in parentheses. This gear we learn now, it should have been Kedusha at the end. Kedusha is at the beginning, and then the second one should be Chassidus. So it comes out that Chassidus Gedolah Mikulon, that Chassidus, that's the biggest Madrega. Shenemar Pasuk says, Oz di barta b'chazoyin l'chassidecho. That I spoke to my chazoyin for l'chassidecho. That was my biggest madrigas to chassidim. It means, Shenema, Mar says, though, pligi de b'shur ben Levi, yadgiz on the b'shur ben Levi. Yom b'shur ben Levi, anova g'doyla mikula. No, anova, to be humble, to realize that we're nothing, it's only Hashem, everything comes from Hashem, that's the greatest madriga. Shenema says, Ruach Hashem olakim oloi, Yan Moshach Hashem Oisi Levaser Anovim. It says Levaser to tell them, to tell the Anovim, the humble people. So Chasidim Loinem, it doesn't say we are Chasidim, El Anovim. Cholamarato, Shanov Gdelumikulam. That Anova, that's the biggest Madrega. To be humble, to realize that the Ikru is Hashem, and we are nothing neged Hashem, that's the biggest madrega. That brings away everything. Yeah.
That's why they say that.
Right. That was his madrega. Right. To Noah Hezbollah, this Breister, there's the whole Sefer Mesil Sesharim, goes through the whole Breister. 1 meter over the next meter.
Good point.
Yes. We always have to come up, we always have to go up a ladder. First, always has to climb up a ladder. Ain Moichrim Hen. Now, Mishnah says what? You can't sell them something that's Mechub Lekarka. Turn around, what like this? Moichrim Hen, Elon, you can sell them a tree, Almanas Lokas, on a condition that he'll cut off the fruits, but again, Bekaitis. Bekaitis is Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah, Rabbi Yehuda says again, it's good. No, Rabbi Yehuda says that condition does not help, only if it's cut off. And again, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you can sell him the apple tree, the apples on the tree, even though they're still attached, as long as he will cut them off. Another machlokes says, shachas. That's tfuah that only grew one third. It's good, it's fit right now for animal food. So, almanas logus, if you sell the shachas to the guy, almanas to cut it off, the guy to Rabbi Yehuda, it's okay. As long as he will cut it off. And then you let me know again, you could only sell him if it's already cut. And a third machloikis, comma. That's when the tfu is fully grown already. So Amanas licks, I sell to you the guy, Amanas, he should cut it. The Christ, and he will cut it. And then you let me again, only if it's cut already. I need this machloikis 3 times here. Between the Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, whether it's enough to sell on a condition that he will cut, or does it have to be cut right now? The Yashman, Elon, we don't learn the first case of a tree. I sell you the apples on the tree. Welcome, Rabbi Meir. Only over here, Rabbi Meir says that nothing doing until it's really cut off. Why? Kivun delay posted, masherle. There's nothing wrong by letting it grow longer. The longer it stays on the tree, nothing happens to it. Here we're afraid maybe the guy will leave it on. Therefore, Rabbi Meir says you cannot sell it unless it's off. Aval hai, but it's fuah. Dechi mashoyo, a comma. If you leave it longer, posted, it starts to rot away. It's no good. Maybe Rav Meir would agree with Rav Yehuda that you could rely on the condition for sure the guy would cut it off. Kamash for now still argues. The Yashmin of Manitaki, these 2 cases of a comma fully grown in a tree, Mishum de Loyada Shechayu. By these 2 cases, if you leave it, let it grow, we do not see it get nicer and nicer. You do not see Shechayu. Avol Shachas, but if the tree was only 1/3 grown. The idea Shevchayu, if you let it grow long, every day it stays, it even looks, it grows bigger and bigger. So you even see the precious, the growth of it. We see the Shvach, what it gains. Maybe Rabbi Yehudia would agree to Rabbi Meir that you cannot sell it on a condition, that maybe the guy will change his mind and not cut it. Because he says every right has to be cut, maybe. So Kamash Bruno, still Rabbi Yehudia says it's permissible. Would it sell by Shachas? It's also. However, in the first two, I murdered Rabbi Yehuda. Tzricha. That's one in the case, both cases. All 3 cases. All 3 cases like Kedushin, both Rabbi Meir says in all cases it's also, unless you cut it. And all 3 cases, Rabbi Yehuda says no, it's permissible. As long as there's a strong condition, he will cut it. Iboilihu. Tehema manas lishchit mao. Can you sell an animal, a behema gasa, the it means, to a guy on the condition that he will shecht it? Sometimes the Ma'aser Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda's second condition helps here to allow Rishus to Kaima. It's not on the Gerz Rishus yet. Like I'm selling you the apples on the tree. It's not on the Gerz Rishus the tree. But like Motsi Masharlu, he won't leave it there. The Jew will force him to cut it off. Therefore, it's okay. Avo Behema, keep the Rishus of the Rechavim Kaima, you're putting in his Rishus, Masharlu. Like you know, I'm selling Behema Gas, so he said, because maybe you'll do Malacha with it. He'll work on Shabbos. But just for Shechit, it's Mutter. But here, who says we'll shecht it? Since the animal comes in his Rishus, maybe you'll leave it over. I do Malachim, maybe there's no different. Tarshman Atanya clearly, Behema, Manas Lishchait, Veshoichet, Divra Yehuda, and Meyroimer, Imerchum, Yelishchuta. Again, it's telling the same Achleikis. Well, on Shchit is the same Achleikis. If you do, you can sell to him on a condition, and Remeyah says, no, it has to be Geshachtim. So Taiz asked the question, what's going on at Tema? My boy, my flieger, Remeyah, Rabbi Yehuda. For Omar, as somebody said before, on a stam, Eimel, Lishchita, Zavna. On a standbine, we said the Jew has the right to say, I'm selling it to a guy, because he's going to shecht it. So there's no issa. The Pirush Rashbam, Loi Mari Leel Ela Bapara, Dafkanicha. He only said they have to buy a para, because by a para use for shechita. But Anna animals will be yosa. The Ashton, the Pirush Kuntri, is the Ochi Mari, the Agolim, the Yachim. We're talking about young ones. Shosalim Chalem. A young one, him and Astam, they do not use for shechita. A young calf, for sure they're going to use for working on it. Therefore, in Astam, it's also to sell a young calf to a guy. Here the question is, if you speak out a clear condition, I'm selling it to you, I'm not that you will not leave it for work, but you'll make a shechita on it now. So Solomon Machlokes, Rav Yehuda says, yes, we trust the guy, and we believe him, he will make a shechita soon. Rav Meir says, nothing doing, you have to shechit the shechita first. Well, I'm sure... Yechof from the base, the body Mishnah.
Is this the last Mishnah?
Yes, of this parak. Ain maskir yud. Ain maskir lehem batim Eretz Yisrael. You're not allowed to rent out an apartment or a house to a guy in Eretz Yisrael. V'ain sarach loyma sodos. And for sure, you're not allowed to rent out to them fields. We'll see in the Gemara why for sure. Lease it right, yeah, any type of renting.
So we'll see in the Gemara why
are Sodis worse? Right over Surya, and in Surya Rashi says, that's Aram Tzoiva, who smuches close to Eretz Yisrael, v'chibshu David. David made a kibush on Surya. Now, v'chibru l'ktushis Eretz Yisrael, he was mechaber to Eretz Yisrael, Shloi al pi adiba, Rashi learns it wasn't al pi Hashem, and ubaloi shishim rabuyi, did not have 600,000 there. Therefore, b'korol a kibush yochet. It's called the kibush, a private capture. So it's questionable whether midiraisa has kedushas as Yisrael or not. So we'll see in the Gemara how Amish is going. Over Syria,